Welcome to the Beyond Mind Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers inspiration, information, and fun. Some topics include brainwave frequencies, raising consciousness, empowerment tools, and discoveries in quantum physics to experience what you really want out of life. And now your host, Christina Winslow.
Hello, and welcome to Beyond Mind. I'm your host, Christina Winslow. And I have a great show for you guys today. We have a magnificent teacher all the way from Australia with us. Her name is Carmel Glenane. She is owner and director of the Atlantis Rising Healing Center in Australia and Mystery School. You guys are in for a big treat tonight. She has studied esoteric and psychological disciplines since 1978. A Reiki master, teacher of several Reiki disciplines, and founder of Senju Canon Reiki and the philosophy of the divine feminine. I could read Carmel's background and history and offerings for probably the next 20 minutes, Carmel, but I'm going to cut to the chase because you are author of 5 books and she is a world-renowned author. But today, we are going to speak to Carmel about one of her fabulous books called Awaken Your Immortal Intelligent Heart, A Blueprint for Living in the Now by Carmel Glenane. I'm going to show you her gorgeous, oh, my light is shining. There's the cover. I'm going to put this information on the video. And a link if you guys would like to get a copy through Amazon after this show. You are going to want this book, I promise you. So anyway, Carmel, welcome to the show, and thank you for bringing your intelligent heart to share with us today.
I'm more than delighted to share my intelligent heart with you, my friend Christina, and your beautiful audience who will all today be vibrating to the group heart, the one heart.
You know, this is such important work that you do, Carmel. She is, if any of you are looking for a mystery school and for a master teacher, Carmel's the one you call. She's who I call.
So, I'm grateful.
You know, her work, Carmel, if you could share with the audience a little bit, you do so many different things, but when it comes to this book and your work with your immortal intelligent heart and the heart intelligence and resonance and the heart brain connection, and there's so much science to back up your work in this book. And can you share with the audience when you started working with this body of knowledge, and it's really a class in a book, what you've created for people.
Thank you, Christina. Well, the body of work began officially when the year 2000 ticked over. I felt that the forces were going to change. I had been working in full-time healing for 10 years, working with aspects of heart and heart-brain connection. But there was a consciousness at that moment. I really felt the force of the divine feminine, the year 2000. And the resonance of it just propelled me to deepen my commitment to understanding the nature of the heart through the divine feminine. It was at that point when I began to feel the heart as being essential to where my work was going to go. But Christina, as you know, from that time, there was no body of work seriously to sustain it. And I'm an academic like you, and I want to have research and evidence to prove my theories. And I was just pitching myself in the dark, really, knowing that if I could get people to understand that the heart was more than just a muscle, and more than just what it was. Of course, I drew my body of knowledge from the ancient Egyptian mystery schools, which my only focus, because they taught in their mystery schools the nature of the heart as the most intelligent organ in the body, and that at the end of life, it was judged, not the mind, not the brain. The contents of the brain were fed to the birds. Then I kept saying, why then? The ancient Egyptians are telling us something through their reliefs, through their tomb walls, through their literature and art, but primarily through their temples, how they have been able to replicate the human journey. And I became seized when I took my first group and felt the templates of the heart's intelligence and the hieroglyphics of hearts on the walls. So I felt at that moment I had something to work with, which was where my passion for working heart intelligence through the ancient Egyptian mystery schools developed. And it was at that point that I was able to hold the force of the heart's intelligence by linking into the great work of the ancient masters.
Well, you are such a pioneer. You were the first one to come out with this type of material. And back in 2000, you're correct, it was not out there. A few people are starting to talk about it now, and it's, you know, all the rave. But
yeah, it is.
For 20 years, you've been teaching this. And a lot of the people that are out in the public eye speaking about this, guess where they got the information from? Guess who they learned it from? They learned it from Carmel. This is the book. This is the Bible of the heart's intelligence. And
it is.
So I'm so excited we're doing this show because
I'm so grateful.
People are ready for this material. You were kind of ahead of your time, Carmel.
I always have been. I've been the way shower since a child, so I'm okay with it. And I think someone has to show the way. And you've got to be very committed to something bigger than what's going on around you. And I knew that I could feel the force of it. And I had to wait, like we all do, for timing. Everything, Christina, is divine timing. There's one thing to say something, but until the cardiac scientists were able to demonstrate that there were cardiac hormones in 2006, so really we had to wait until 2006 to be able to get the scientific community on board, knowing that the scientists, the cardiologists, were saying that there are cardiac hormones. At that time, I did a healing on a doctor and I gave him a heart healing. And I said to him, do you believe the heart has an intelligence? He was a Pakistani doctor. He said, yes, I do believe this. He said, I tell you why I believe it. He said, in medical school, we're taught that there's a certain part of the heart that if you touch with a knife, the person will die instantly. And they described it in his medical school, maybe in Pakistan, where he had his training, that it had a nothing in it, a void, a black spot, a part, and that if it was touched, the human would die. And I began to think, here's a medical doctor paying for a healing. I'm onto something. And I began then to seriously make that, at that point, a very important, important, essential study. However, we must join the dots and we must go back. At that point, I began writing through the High Priestess. The High Priestess enabled me to hold heart intelligence through the earth. And you, Christina, have been instrumental in putting the alchemies of Isis together through the High Priestess. The High Priestess, regardless of whether we're males or females, and we've just got to get out of this gender-based dichotomy instantly, immediately, we are opening to our own divinely feminine and masculine selves. When we open to our divine feminine, we're opening to our heart and to our earth. The ancients knew this. The ancients taught us this, but not just in Egypt. Throughout history, the ancient masters have left evidence for the importance of humankind to be able to connect to the heart as the master intelligence. So, yes, it is essential at this point right now as I began deepening my relationship with the body of works that were being presented to me through the ancients, the study, the return to Egypt for 19 times, the deepening of the process with groups that were on the tours watching their inner process when they actually found themselves confronted with the Kundalini and the enormity of heart intelligence. In that moment, I was in a living museum of emotional energy, watching everyone fragment and in the enormity of saying, I have a heart. But Christina, to this day, when I give healings, when I give group work, I go to the group and say, we are the one heart. Say to your heart, heart, I love you. Christina, they can't say it. You know, to get a person to say one thing every day, heart, I love you, shifts the consciousness exponentially. You're honoring your heart as the messenger, as the conduit, as the stargate for your immortality. And in that respect, you know you're on the same page as me because you helped assemble the ingredients and put them together in the do all my books.
Well, Carmel, and this is for the audience to know what a powerful alchemist and teacher she is. You know, when I first met her, she would send me the emails and say, heart, I love you. And it was hard for me to receive at first. I like, oh, how do I? And I've put love on emails, yeah, and, you know, and I'm very heart-centered in my work and loving. And, you know, I get really passionate and excited about working with different men and women and, you know, in the consciousness field and everything. And, but it was hard to receive it. And I started working with Carmel, and it's like, oh, those are magic words. That right there, you know, like you said, how many people cannot say heart, I love you to themselves and to others, right?
They must learn to say it to themselves first, because it becomes embedded in the consciousness. And if your beautiful group-hearted audience can just look at their hearts today, this evening, for you and say, heart, I love you. What's our struggle today? Is it our financials? Is it my physical health? Is it the physical health of another? Is it my emotional health? Is it the emotional health of someone I love? Is it my financials? Is it my soul's path? I'm not on a path. I don't know why I'm here. Now, your heart immediately sends a message out, but it needs harmony and peace to work it out. Humans are not conditioned to give their hearts peace and harmony, to bypass the huge mind-based download of energy that comes through when you need help. If we can get the heart in harmony, it will save your life, and I have proved it saved my own life by saying to my own heart, heart, I love you. 3 years ago, I was diving in Fiji on an island. I became disconnected from my diving apparatus. I really went into meltdown panic completely. I'm dying. I'm dying now. I'm under the water. No one's going to know where I am. I'm dead. And I just said, Carmel, I could feel my body going into the complete spasms. I knew I couldn't get up. I knew I couldn't go down. And I knew there was something very wrong. And I just kept saying, heart, I love you. If I'm going to die, I've at least got 30 seconds. Well, through a miracle of heart, I love you, through my heart being calm in that enormous emotion, I was able to reconnect my diving apparatus. I was able to come back to the surface. I proved myself that by saying heart, I love you under extreme death threat, I would have died. There was no question. I had no air. That further reinforced that I had to go into this incredible initiation physically, that it's one thing to say to someone, heart, I love you. It's like right, a bit of a foo-foo, wah-ha, little cheesy statement. But when you know that that death experience, physical, not near death, physical experience enabled me to be able to know that if my heart stays harmonious, because that's what the ancient teachers teach us, the Shwala de Lubritzes, the greatest writers on the ancient Egyptian teachings teach us, keep the heart harmonious. But you must keep your heart harmonious to solve your problems. By saying, heart, I love you, you are in training you are ready for a military operation. Heart, I love you. It automatically goes into harmony. It finds the problem. It solves and can and will save your life if you are ever in that extreme situation. And it does. And I have proved it countless times with so many people who have major operations. I say, go into the surgery saying, heart, I love you. They will come out with miracles when they were near death. Please understand that just by saying it, it can save your life, as it did save mine.
That is amazing. I'm so glad you shared that story, Carmel, because, you know, how many times do people have a panic attack? Yeah. I mean, thank you so much.
It actually wasn't a panic attack, Christina.
But I mean, think of people who have like panic, like under high stress, if they remember that.
Most people have got anxiety.
Right.
Yeah, most people in the West are suffering anxiety. Anxiety disorder is a byproduct of an overstimulated liver. The body, the liver, sends out hormones, very powerful caustic hormones that can turn into bile and break down the brain circuitry. If we can get that, and that closes the heart down. Anxiety is a byproduct of an overstimulated mind and literally, with respect, a mind that hasn't been trained, because it doesn't know any other way. With festive season and holiday season, most people are in overload and are stressed. Just by being still and saying, what's really important at the end of a year? It's the release. It's to let go of those who don't serve me. Lovingly releasing, heart, I love you. Thank you for our journey. We've got to go on a new journey, maybe together, maybe not together. It doesn't matter. Heart, I love you. You complete a very big karmic cycle with anyone, regardless of what type of information relationship you have. You will immediately shift out of a karmic pattern with them, because you'll have moved into heart consciousness. By that, you will destroy your own old mind-based expectation of yourself with any relationship. And then you begin, as you deepen the work to the heart and its intelligence, you'll begin to find the direct path, the road of Maat in ancient Egypt, the middle ground. You then begin to know your path. It's called the way of the heart. It's the direct path. It's the middle ground. And I literally say to people, it's like putting on magnetic boots, and the magnetic boots are sucked down into the core of the earth, and you're staying directly on the highway, right down on the middle of white lines. You're not deviating with your mind to your right, to your left with your emotional heart. So at the end of life, if your heart is to be weighed, is it as heavy as lead with responsibilities of being human, or is it as light as a feather? We want feather-light hearts for our reunion with ourselves. Then, as the ancients teach us, we become our own judge. We become our Osirified self. Osiris, our great father, won't have to judge us. We won't have to go through the penance and the patriarchal view of Christianity's view of God judging us mercilessly or whatever. No, we've done the work. We present our beautiful immortal hearts to the great mother and to our great father and say, look what we've done. We're children of the earth. And then you create a new view of your humanness on this journey, and you're not so troubled by the states of the mind and by the states that the mind presents you with. It gives you a chance just to feel that beautiful energy of all love.
Well, I don't know if the audience feels this. I have a feeling they do, because it's so powerful. But I feel the healing that you're sending to all of us, Carmel. And we're so grateful. Carmel has clients worldwide. People will travel to Australia from other countries to go to Carmel's healing center. It's beautiful healing center. Connect with her on Facebook and you'll see the videos and the photos for the Atlantis Rising Healing Center.
Thank you, Christina.
Carmel. Yeah.
Thank you, Christina. And Christina, when I attune to any group and I teach, I simply say to the group assembled, we are the one heart. We are a group heart. And I truly know that each person who has a problem on the healing table, or whether it's your audience right now, the group heart of your audience are helping each person who attunes to solve that problem. It's not just me doing it or you doing it. I'm attuning to the group heart, the one heart, the universal heart. And any one of your audience who says, "Heart, I love you, I need help with this," that person's heart connects to the group heart of the group who are listening. They all then attune to the universal heart. And then suddenly the issue will have had an answer. You'll have a loved one dying of cancer. There will be someone in the group who's had a similar story. They will give energetically a little recipe, a little support, a little love for that person to bear the enormity of loss. This is what I do in my work. It's not me performing the miracle. It's the client or the student or the attendee globally performing his or her own miracle because they have allowed themselves to stop and receive. Heart, I love you. I now expect miracles, I say to them. To you all, I now expect miracles from this interview. I expect them, Christina. That doesn't put you on the map. I now give all love and all truth for my miracles to manifest, and I am grateful. When we encode gratitude into our lives, we feel the balance. The heart doesn't feel weighed down with responsibility. Gratitude is a force, and it's a force of remembrance. We work together as a team. You and your amazing audience are working as the one heart. I can feel this now. I can feel it in my own heart. My heart is connecting to your heart, Christina, as we have done so throughout our journey with the books and their putting together and their assemblage of the ingredients and your craft and love of the mysteries got us together through this one heart. Meeting you and Ted in the States, I felt your hearts in the room. I was there for only one purpose. There were many amazing things happening, but I felt it. I thought, this is why I'm here.
We felt that too.
Books in your hands. I said, deal with it. I don't know what to do anymore. And so you took the baby and you washed and dressed them. You washed and dressed the global heart. And at that moment, Christina, you became a very integral part of the global heart consciousness because you believed in the work. And really, truly, audience, without Christina believing in my work, it could have stayed in down here, down under, with the boomerangs and kangaroos and maybe never have got as far as it could have, because having a global publisher and having your support and stamp and Ted's love behind you with this work has enabled your audience today to receive through your devotion to this great work as well. Because, Christina, we are the...
Oh, Carmel, we lost you there for just a second. But, Carmel, thank you so much. You know, this book, Awaken Your Immortal Intelligent Heart, it is so powerful because it has mystery school teaching with science, and I love that. It has all of your amazing, you can get deep, so deep into the core of the issue and the sacred information that's been so lost in, you know, modern day self-help, spiritual, you know, metaphysical type teaching work that's out there. Your stuff is really deep and powerful. It's definitely a masterclass in a book, a mystery school in a book, Carmel. And okay, I got to ask you about this. So in one of the chapters, you talk about some different things about DNA, the endocrine function. Is there something that you could share with the audience? And I want to tell the audience, I know you keep saying, get the book. It's because this is like the Bible of heart intelligence. there's a lot of people now talking about the heart resonance, heart intelligence, the heart brain, all of this. And it's kind of in fashion right now, which is great. We need the education out there. But if you want to go to the source and some of the groundbreaking information ahead of its time, check out Carmel's book. It's also on ebook, so you don't even have to, you know, it's very affordable and inexpensive to get an ebook and read about the DNA, the endocrine function. There's so much science in here. But could you talk a little bit about the science piece? I think people would be interested.
I think the most important scientific breakthrough in the whole book's teachings, and it goes back to the earliest of times, knowing that the heart is the biggest hormonal gland in the body. It is the biggest endocrine gland. Now, we've grown up knowing that the hormonal function regulates life. However, we focus on the other glands of the body. We don't focus on the heart as a master gland, having the biggest endocrine function. Now, once the science has been able to prove, which it has done, and I have the evidence of it in the book, that we are the biggest hormonal pumping station is in our heart. It takes our mind away from healing and trying to work with all the other endocrine glands. Anyone who has a hormonal problem, a health problem with hormonal imbalance, will automatically, once they move into this consciousness, move into the ability of their own heart to produce enough hormones to fuel every other gland in the body. The adrenals, the ovaries, the testes, all the glands in their bodies will be fed with life-sustaining hormones. Now, not only is that life-changing, but what's more life-changing for me was the discovery of mitochondrial DNA. Now, mitochondrial DNA is a very, very important DNA. Nurses and doctors and people know about the function of mitochondrial DNA, mitochondria. However, it really has to be acknowledged as the trigger to shift us into heart consciousness. Try and imagine looking at your heart like a piece of steak or meat or anything, a pie or a cake, and slice it down to 40%. 40% of your heart has mitochondrial DNA. And you say, what in the hell is that? It is the fuel that starts all life. And not only that, it only comes from the mothers. Now, this is where humans get a bit disconnected. How come my dad doesn't produce his DNA? Look, get out of your mind-based dichotomy. I'll tell you another story. I had an international all-love teacher come to one of my groups. He was coming to do some training on all-love. I told him about the power of mitochondrial DNA. This was at a dinner with all the students. He did not want to believe it. With great respect to him and great love for him, he got in the middle of the meal, straight onto his phone, and said, no, that's not right, despite the evidence. No, he said, males can produce some DNA, some mid-DNA. It can come from, anyway, he found a tiny bit of evidence, but I simply said, it's okay to know that your mother is the only being who carried this. It doesn't make your father any less. It just makes what it is. Once we can move that, that scientific information to go back to mitochondrial Eve. Now, mitochondrial Eve was the first carrier, the first known source of mid-DNA. Mid-Eve goes back so many, 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 many thousands of years to her first discovery, mid-Eve. And she's called mid-Eve in science because the discovery of her remains enabled science to find this very powerful missing link, this hormone that only comes from the mother. Now that puts a huge mental on much heart intelligence work because people stop right there. Because of the nature of our culture, please don't do that. If you want to access 40% of your mid DNA, you're acknowledging the divine mother. it's okay. It's not about human mothers. They just have to go through this process. They do it through their own hormonal structure in bringing children into the world. Now, not only does MIT-D fuel all life, but it's got a celebrity status through Star Wars. George Lucas, no less.
I didn't know that.
The midichlorians. Now, if you look carefully at the first Star Wars and they talk about the midichlorians, the celebrity status of mitochondrial DNA is activated through the midichlorians. Check it out. George Lucas is even cited in my work as having said this. So the work here is very fun. It's incredible fun science. It's not weighty or dodgy, you know, it's dodgy. It's fun. It's interactive. And your heart starts pumping. And I've had musicians and I've had them activate the group heart mitochondrial DNA. And this was at one of those body, mind and spirit shows where as many people can come for free. So we had a room full of freebies having the best time of their lives because we gave them the 5 heart activations in an hour and a half. Well, when the singer bought through the mitochondrial DNA guides, they popped. They were just popping. They came up so happy because their heart's hormones were activated. Please give yourself some information about a part of you that you don't know about. It's a terrible thing to go through life having a parcel that you're given at birth and you've never bothered to open it to be able to help you find your blueprint for living lovingly and in the now. Crazy. Please. And I don't say this about my book or anything per se, but as a human, ask yourself some fundamental questions, will you? Truly. Why am I here? Where did I come from? Where am I going? I'm going to ask my heart this question. And your heart will provide you with the evidence of what Nassim Harriman has done on the unified field. But in each of our hearts, there's a black hole, a little black infinity dot. We are infinity. Now, there is so much science on the fifth level activation. And for many, many, many years now, I've had groups in class. I've had them 2 and 3 week in week trainings. I do the courses next year. They'll be online. I'm helping people understand the genius that is inside them. Your genius is inside you. When you feel it, you'll give it to your children. You'll give it to your grandchildren. You'll give it to your community. You won't go into a mind-based way of looking at anything. It's so easy. It's just so easy. And the most important thing for all of us is to remember our heart has 5 primary senses. It sees, hears, touches, tastes, touches, and smells. Did you know that? No. And we don't know these things, but science is telling us we can. But none of that is important until you open up the first chapter to the first evidence of awakening your intelligent heart. Once you begin to awaken your heart, you then say, wow, I'm opening a package. I've opened the package. Now look at what the package can do for me. All these gadgets in this piece of machinery. Then once you awaken it, you begin to discover what you're capable of. And that is to live completely in the now and completely through the heart.
I love it.
Try not
to overload it. It makes me so excited because it's like if you know – maybe someone out there listening is going through their own personal health struggle, or maybe they're, you know, a lot of people have struggles, Carmel, where it's just, they're still trying to mend a broken heart and they never got over the divorce, or maybe they're sad because they just never really found that person. For them to, you know, be with. And, you know, there's a lot of people going through heart pain, like, you know, or maybe they're, have a distant it's maybe a difficult relationship with an adult child, you know, or an aging parent that they didn't have resolution with some of the things. And, you know, we absorb that in our heart.
We do.
And,
We do indeed.
This work that you do, what could you tell people like that who might be going through
something? I'd like to say to them one thing, that they, once you recognize that your emotional heart is not your intelligent heart, there's a very big difference. Our emotional heart is like a child. She's sitting in the back seat of the car. Her big brother is the intelligent reptilian mind. Now, these two kids are co-creating against you. Mama, the intelligent heart, wants to take these little kids to the green juice shop. However, they want to go to Macca's or KFC. Now, they can conspire together. Yeah, you got it? Now, you've got Mama driving the car. You're going to the green juice shop. No, we're not. Now, this is what our mind and our emotional hearts do. They co-create in rebellion. The emotional heart will work through the feminine energies, not divine feminine. The mind will work through the masculine energies. The mind is masculine. So when they get together and they decide that they're going to run the show, your intelligent heart simply closes down. It closes shop. It doesn't fight them. Now, for most of us who go through grief, we have a very deep emotional attachment to a person through a relationship that is essentially karmic. And that emotional heart becomes overstimulated through a series of emotions that at certain events, like seasonal events we're going in now, New Year's, trigger you. Watch where your emotions get triggered. Watch how you're going to manage the trigger that emotion is going to give you. Now, look at your landscape. Look at your highway. You're on the direct path. You're on the middle ground. You can see there are going to be some potholes and there are going to be some diversions on that day. An anniversary of a loved one is coming up. You've lost someone you love. Music or a sense of smell will set off the relationship. Anything. Watch the trigger. As the trigger opens up the DNA, because that's what it's doing, the storehouse of old memories come pulsing out, activating, getting more energy, getting more life force. In other words, the energies are get life. The mind will find more fodder and connect to other people. By the time your day's end, you've collapsed. You've collapsed on your sofa. You are exhausted. Because you've given your mind and you've given your emotional heart control over where you're going. Now, we all have grief. We all have loss. It's part of the human condition. There's no getting away from it. Anyone who says they've never gone and suffered or any grief, they're not on the planet. Humans are here to learn how to love. Earth Mother consecrated your first cell. You chose this planet. In your divine form, you chose this place. Now, you better work out why you chose it. And that's just reality. Hey, kid, you got to go to school. You got to learn your lessons because you don't get a job. You don't eat. So Earth Mother is the one we've got to say, help me, Earth Mother. I'm in emotional hell here. I'm in, and some of us are in emotional hell. Please go back into that heart. Reset it. Heart, I love you. I now expect miracles. I now expect miracles. Now, automatically, the heart will send hormones to help connect you to the group heart, the one heart, the universal heart. Suddenly, a feeling of peace will come over you, even if it's only for 10 seconds. It'll help you, in my case, save my life. You only need a short time to get out of that trigger. Because the peptides, the stress hormones go, hey, it's party time. Hey, we got candy. We got so many treats here. We're going overload. And that's Christmas. It's a Christmas and New Year's overload. We're overloading with our peptides. It's all emotion. Rah, rah. If we can keep our Christmases and our new seasons into, hey, this is my new year, 2020, for saying, heart, I love you. When I'm confronted with an emotional issue that's going to challenge me today, or it's hit me in my face like a pie in my face, I am just going to wipe the pie off and give the assailant no energy because my heart's more important than fighting that assailant. In other words, energetically, our assailants are our mind, our assailants are our emotional selves. Each of us must train our emotions. Each of us must train our minds to only obey the master. And she's called the captain of the ship. Christina, the captain of the ship, has arrived on deck. Audience, she has crew. They are her reptilian mind and her emotional heart. Christina says, we're going straight to that island. Her mind says, no, it's dark, it's dangerous. It is not safe passage, and I have evidence to prove to you, you can't do that. Christina says, I am the captain of the ship. Then the emotional heart jumps in and says, oh, I've got family at home, and they could die. Oh, it's Christmas coming up, it's New Year, we might never see them again. So here's the crew. They've got a mutiny on board. Christina is the captain of the ship. Remember, she's running the show. She says, do your work, obey my instructions, because that's what I'm doing. I'm the captain of the ship. The captain of the ship is your intelligent heart. She knows her enemies, her crew. Dangerous boy, dangerous girl, because they're part of us. They're part of us, so we've got to acknowledge them. And your wonderful work trains them so well in well-point hypnosis. It trains them to obey the master. And this is exactly what we're all teaching each other every day. Now, the captain of the ship is me. I've got to control my crew. I've got to control the passengers. I've got to control the lieutenants. I've got to control everyone. I've got to get my heart to safe passage. And that's very essential. Once we see our lives like this, it'll make it easier to manage the crew.
I love your analogies because it's so true. It's like for everyone out there who's listening to the show and who will see the replay later on YouTube and, you know, share this show with someone who might be going through a loss, or maybe they're just, you know, depressed. Maybe they're just, it's not like anything they were diagnosed with or anything, but they're just kind of down and out and they're not feeling like they're moving forward in their life, or they have that conflict, like you said, with the, you know, I love that because it's so true. You know, you get the conscious mind telling you, don't do that. That's ridiculous. And then you get your fear pictures or emotions coming in and to stop you. And you know, if anything comes across in this show is that if you make a commitment to yourself for 2020, just if nothing else, don't worry about going to the gym. It's healthy to go to the gym.
You know what I mean,
But, you know, like all these New Year's resolutions, if just don't even worry, don't stress yourself out about it. If you only just start saying, heart, I love you, and internalize it. I'll tell you why, because when I, like I said, when I first met Carmel and I started like saying it and seeing it, it was hard at first to receive. So don't give up. If you think this is weird or, oh, it doesn't work, don't give up. Keep at it, because you will feel, you will get to a point, this is what I noticed with me, Carmel, you'll get to a point where you're so in sync with your heart intelligence that you will, when you say, heart, I love you, you feel an instantaneous peace come over you. It's like all at one time. This is what I feel. It's like I feel immediately grounded, peace, this opening of love energy for all humanity, earth, animals, the divine mother, the cosmic consciousness, and it's instant. It's amazing. And it just all happens simultaneously. You can't really put words into it, but practice it. Try it. If you do nothing else this year, just try that.
When you do that, everything will go easily. For example, by exercising, you will activate your mitochondrial DNA. You will want to exercise. You will want to eat healthy because your heart will guide you to the food choices. It'll say, hey, we don't need that. So when you go to the supermarket shelves, you won't be just piling packages upon packages upon packages of karmic junk that you've been trained to eat. You will begin to say, huh, And I take my trolley down to the supermarket aisles and I say, heart, I love you. What do you want to eat today? What do you want to eat the next week? And the heart will pick the ingredients it needs. It's that simple.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, easy. Do it everywhere. Do it when you're planning to have friends over. Attune to the collective heart of the group before they arrive, or your loved ones. Christmas Day, for example, New Year's parties, New Year parties, new anythings. Hey, what does the group heart want tonight? And you'll send a love vibration to your friends and family. So there's harmonious festive occasions that family events, family weddings, family funerals are very important that we go to the group heart so that we don't get lost in the enormous abyss that a great love has left us. Because the love goes on and we do our loved ones a great disservice when we get too deeply emotional, because it prevents their movement into their next realm. And if we can continue to say, heart, I love you, you're in a different vibration than me, but you're still here. That holds us in our hearts for our loved ones always being with us, yet moving on as we all must, but the love is always there. This is not just a one-off thing. It's a way of being human. It connects us back to the source energy of our universal hearts who are there to help us. It connects us back to being on the direct path, the middle ground, the law of Mart. Do you want the way of the heart or not? Now there are choices. If you want the way of the heart, you will walk and find new people, new tools, new information to help you. In the meantime, you will be discarding a lot of useless junk, including a lot of useless junk DNA. You'll be vibrating to mitochondrial DNA. And you can attune yourself before you go to sleep to go down to the earth and ask for the earth to heal your heart, to clear it from the toxins, the physical toxins, the emotional toxins, the spiritual toxins, the pollutions that we are dealing with. Earth Mother, every night, ship your little heart down. Earth Mother, take care of that baby of mine. She's had a hard day up here on Earth, on the surface. Look after her. Heal us. Every night, before you go to sleep, take your heart, as I did with you, Christina. As I came home from work and I came back from my yoga class, I lay and I thought, well, I've got this beautiful interview and I really want the feeling of what I feel to come through. And Christina, your intelligent heart rippled through my body. It just rippled through the feminine side of my body. And I thought, Christina's intelligent heart is here with me this evening, and this was yesterday, guiding me and saying, it's just going to be so easy and so much fun, and we're just going to have so much fun. And, you know, I feel that's what we've done. I think we create together. I do, and I could feel you. And, you know, how beautiful it is for anyone to feel the heart of another human, knowing that there's a job to do. We have a job to do, and Christina and I have a very important job to do at this moment. But we can't do this job separately. We do this job together because we're a team, and thereby me connecting to Christina's intelligent heart and feeling it spontaneously lift into me last night, I just felt so warm and fuzzy, and so just the way you describe it, I just felt I was getting an energy bath, and that today and now and this evening for your audience and when they're listening to this, that Christina and I co-created this together. We co-created this together a damn long time ago. How many millennia have we been waiting for this moment, Christina? We've been probably plotting and planning this for 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 years.
It's time!
We've been waiting in the wings, honeys. And we've been waiting in the wings and we're star babies, and now we're on stage and we've had our moment and we're having our moment, and that is what we've both come to Earth for, to allow ourselves as teachers and healers really to understand the nature of our own hearts and the enormity of what we have inside us. And when we did, we wouldn't abuse ourselves. We wouldn't abuse ourselves. It's self-abuse. No matter what trauma you've had as a child, no much violation you've received from anyone, the self-abuse will continue as long as you give the pain energy. because it'll attach to another pain and another pain and another pain, and everyone's got the same damn problem, and suddenly you're living with your past. By living in your heart, you are robbing yourself of only one thing, and that is gone past. The robber is yourself against yourself. You take the robbing of yourself against yourself through self-abuse, and you tell that robber, you're out of my life. In other words, we rob ourselves continually when we obey our minds and we obey our emotional hearts. We are thieves to ourselves. Our heart closes down, our intelligent heart. So right now, right in this moment, we are in, when your audience listens to this, 2020, we've got the double twos, Christina. We began the journey with 2000, and the moment that 2000 went on that cosmic clock, I said yes. And guess what, Christina? We are going to be saying yes, yes, two twos, double the enormous energies, and our universal heart beings from many consciousnesses, many stargates, many galaxies, many constellations, many intelligences can say it's time. The sleepy kitties have woken up. They're out of their slumber. The babies have got their little kitten eyes open. Yay, let's nail them. Let's keep those little kitten eyes open before they close down again. And today, now, this moment, there's no greater time for you to practice the way of the heart as being the way of your life.
Oh, I love that, Karma. Let's make 2020, all of us, the year of our heart, saying, heart, yeah, I love you. You're Awaken, the book, Awaken Your Immortal Intelligent Heart, A Blueprint for Living in the Now by Carmel Glenane. Oh, you are such a sweetheart. You've given the audience so much. You guys have just received a mini class from Carmel. Thank you, Carmel, so much. You're such a beautiful soul and a beautiful heart. And I'm so sad we're running out of time. We're going to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
For sure. We have so much to talk about.
And we've got so much to share, Christina, from our collective remembering. Please remember, group heart, you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, you are not alone. You are a remembered heart. And Christina has activated that through your remembered hearts. She's generously and graciously invited me. I'm part of your story. You're part of mine. You're my pain. I'm your pain. I'm Christina's pain. We are the one heart. We are not alienated from each other. Please understand that, audience. We are together. We're team love, and we're fighting on team love side.
I love that, Carmel. Can you share with the audience your website so they can connect with you? And she does trips to Egypt and amazing classes. And
yes.
She goes to Japan and does her.
Yes. My work embodies the enormous teachings of the Divine Mother. And you can get me on www.carmelglenane.com. www.carmelglenane.com.
Wonderful. And thank you so much, Carmel, for being on the show and sharing your wisdom and your heart intelligence with us. And to the audience, thank you all for listening. We hope that 2020 is your best year. And heart, I love you, Carmel.
And heart, I love you, Christina.
Heart, I love you, audience. And heart, I love you, BBS Radio. You guys rock. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We are the one heart. The heart of love.
Thank you all.
I love you all. I love you all.
Until next time, you guys have a heart-filled week, and we love you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to Beyond Mind Radio. Join your host, Christina Winslow, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, or SoundCloud. Together, we will reach beyond the limits of our mind.